to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm really excited to have my next guest with us. He has been fighting this fight over education for many years. He served here in Texas in the House of Representatives for Texas. He was elected to serve for 2 years in the Texas House and 14 years on the Texas State Board of Education, sat on the committees for curriculum, charter schools, finance, and the Teacher of the Year Committee. He has fought just diligently. When I first got into this 11 years ago, Ken was one of the people that was fighting so hard, and when I helped Colonel Roy White to introduce him to a number of people on the Truth in Textbook Project, and of course Alice Linehan, who has been a warrior when it comes to fighting for our education values as well. These are people whose names you may or may not be familiar with. If you've been listening to me for a long time, you'll know them, because Alice and Lieutenant Colonel Roy both appeared, Alice, a number of times on the program. But Ken Mercer was one of the guys that we looked to and reached out to and encouraged in the battle that he fought on the board. But we were so grateful to have someone in Ken Mercer on the board. You can see Ken Mercer. Vote KenMercer.org is the website. He's not running for anything other than he's running for getting us aware that the battle, we missed it. And I'd like to begin by talking about that, because one of the things that I thought was interesting in what you write about is, you know, we addressed courthouses and county houses and state houses and, you know, and so on. You know, we talked about that, and I've talked about those. I've talked about county commission and city council and, you know, and then the state houses and the governor's mansion and how important it is for our voices to be heard in all of those, all the way up to the White House. But you make an incredibly important point about something that for as long as I can remember being in this fight, we don't spend a lot of time talking about. And what house is that, Ken?
That's the local schoolhouse. And when I speak to parents, and you've seen nationwide, Pastor, that we always fight, as you said, we fight at the four houses, the county courthouse, the judges there, the state house, the U.S. house, and the White House. But our foundation, we've forgotten about that local schoolhouse. Yeah. And parents are saying, if you really want to save America, you have to go from the schoolhouse to the White House. And 43 years ago, we gave it to the far left. They created the Department of Education is 43 years old this year. Yeah. And we gave the schoolhouse to the Department of Education, the federal one-size-fits-all Department of Education. And our children, the last 4 decades, have paid a terrible price for that. So, yeah, I'll say parents are telling me, take the fight from the schoolhouse to the White House. Don't forget the schoolhouse.
Right. Well, and something else, too, that I saw in here, and I'm not sure if I'm going to find the page, but I remember it. I guess as it defeating the far left. At any rate, it was the issues, because, you know, when I when I was first brought into this, and I brought Alice Linehan here to speak at a meeting that I hosted, and we were really talking a lot about the issue of Common Core and trying to get Common Core out because it was changing, you know, textbooks and literally revising history. And I remember getting into a battle with the Bandera Independent School District and their superintendent about that at the time. And I mean, we got on it so heavy that I was on a local radio station at the time hitting it so hard that they actually called me and asked me to kind of tone it down a little. I said, well, then give me a meeting and let's talk. And we did. And then I remember running into her in the parking lot, probably the next school year, and she said, hey, you'll be happy to know that we have pulled all remnants of Common Core out of our district, which I said, thank you. And I thought that was great. And again, accolades to the district. But you mention Common Core in your list, and it's either number one or number two. I think it's number two with CRT. As far as the boilerplate for this, explain to me how Common Core either resurrected or stayed in the hunt.
Yeah, Common Core is probably the predecessor to CRT, Critical Race Theory, and 1619 Project. And I have to admit it, the far left is very pragmatic. Just so you know, many years ago I was at a conference and I walked in the wrong education room, the wrong one. And they're speaking, okay. And I was sitting there listening to them talk, and I realized I was in a wrong, I was supposed to go to a charter schools for military. Anyhow, that wasn't the meeting I walked into. I walked in the wrong meeting. And Pastor, they were making fun of you and me. They're saying the Christians, they quit when they lose, and they laugh. They even quit when they win. Meaning we think it's just one fight and done. And Common Core is a good example of that. It's not one fight. What and I'll be explicit, what the Obama administration had done, they had all this education money. And by the way, Pastor, does the government have any money?
No.
It's your money and mine, but they're saying, ours, we'll give you free education money if you promise to follow our Common Core standards. And the problem was the standards hadn't been written. So they went out to every state and had them sign on and say, will you follow our state standards where there weren't any state standards? If we give you this money now, and on the first pass, 48 states said, yes, we'll take money to follow Common Core standards we have never seen. Well, two states said no. It was Alaska and a place called Texas. And I have to applaud Governor Rick Perry. He said no. In fact, I can't give you his exact quote on this show. He was very emphatic. No, God bless him. Because how can you take money now and to promise to follow standards the next 20 to 40 years that you've never even seen yet.
Right.
And that was the strength of Common Core. It was what I call politics 101. Follow the money, honey.
Yeah.
And it's all about money. And to my Republican friends at the other 48 states, that meant many Republican governors said yes.
Absolutely.
We'll take money now. And follow the,
well, so let's not forget that you were in a consistent fight with other members of the Board of Education or school board, however it was here in the Texas school board, over these very things. Individuals that labeled themselves as Republicans or as conservatives or even as Christian who were fighting. I can't remember, there was one particular guy that we used to always talk about. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I won't mention his name, but he used to have Mercer Common Core is only math in English. And I said, well, if you read the standards from California and New York and Illinois, they'll say everything, math, English, history, government, economics, science. Well, it spread everywhere.
If it was only English, then how did George Washington become the first tyrant of the United States of America? Right. The only picture of him. Do you remember that history book? The only picture of him was Washington on a black horse, all dressed in black, and underneath it basically referred to him as being a tyrant.
Well, throughout the country, the picture of Washington we see is the fact that his soldiers comment how many times they saw him praying. And the famous pictures were always him out in the snow, kneeling down next to his horse. He wanted to go alone for private prayer and praying.
Yeah.
And that was the picture that his the men who were eyewitnesses, George, what they had. But the 21st century people are trying to paint him as a bad man. So.
All right. Let's get, so we've got Common Core is still, we're still battling that is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I complain to my friends in the legislature, and it's common throughout the nation. We have an anti-Common Core bill with no penalties. In fact, the debate I got into is that we need to have a, you know, not the state board, but the legislatures. It's not my, I mean, I wanted the state house and senate to say, put a penalty on there, because they're still going to do it.
Right.
And then we, for example, we have a law in Texas that every parent is allowed to say anything taught in the classroom. That's a law. You're allowed to say anything taught, but it's not being done. Because there's no teeth, there's no penalty to that law.
And if I was attacked
by other Republicans saying that Mr. Mercer wants to put the old school teacher in jail. I said, well, first of all, it's probably not the classroom educator, it's probably the administration doing this stuff.
Well,
I want them to, if you don't have a penalty, why have a law? You know, there's no price to pay.
Right. No teeth.
Well, yes, sir.
And one of the big things that we talk a lot about here, and I actually need to start getting the, trailer for it back in rotation again, but that's mind polluters. And I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, with mind polluters, because it's the number one thing that you list on defeating the far left is radical and graphic, age inappropriate sex education. And I had an email that I had received that you know talked about this, and some of what was in that email, and we posted it, by the way, on our site. But some of what was in there, I literally the words that were in it are part of your child's educational curriculum that I couldn't post grades 4 through 6. So that's roughly 9 to 11 years old.
Yes, sir.
9 to 11. 9 year old girls. And there's an 8th grade testimony that's also a part of that article. Testimony from an 8th grade girl who is saying our male teacher was teaching us about intercourse.
It is worse than, I've seen vocabulary words for pre-K, which is 4 and 5 year olds, Pastor. 4 and 5 year olds out of Austin, one of the groups I'm working with there. And I could not, repeat those words on your show. They'd be considered, they call it the decorum or a federal communications agency. You couldn't say them.
Right.
But these are vocabulary words for 4 and 5 year olds that I will not say them, but they're just that bad. And you've seen it across the nation where a parent goes to a school board microphone and they'll say, you bought this for my kids in elementary school and my kids in junior school. These required books that librarians bought in every elementary and every junior high in our district, right?
Yeah.
And they start to read them and they're pulled down. That's lack of decorum. That's improper language for a school board of adults. And of course, as you said, well, wait a minute, if it's improper for adults, how much more is improper for 4 and 5 year olds or 8, 9, 10 year olds?
Yeah.
That's what's going on right now.
The article's on was on American Thinker, and it's sexualization, pornography, and grooming in the schools, February 23rd, 2020. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Ken Mercer coming up right after this. We're going to talk about the history of slavery and the real history about it, and how the 1619 Project is so absurd. Back with that right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I'm sorry.
No, we're good. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Ken Mercer. VoteKenMercer.org is the website that you can get this information. VoteKenMercer.org. No, he's not running for anything, but I hope that you'll vote by going to his site and getting the information that he is sharing, as well as picking up his book, which is about, it's Slavery 101 is the name of the book, about Slavery 101. And it really, number one, it tears down all of the lies associated with critical race theory and the 1619 Project. Yes, it doesn't water anything down. It tells the facts. It tells the truth. But it gives you the proper perspective to understand what was the world like in 1776? What was the world like in the mid-1700s? And who were the ones that were fighting to actually abolish slavery? Ken, talk to me a little bit about that. And then I think hopefully, we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm going to bring you back. But also I'd like to sneak in here the conversation we're having just in part about, you know, who owns your kids? Who do they belong to? And the school's insistence that people may really not grasp.
First, let me quickly say the reason I'm wearing a Florida hat and shirt today, whenever I speak to groups, I wear Arizona, Ohio State, North Carolina, but just remind us that we need to do a better job of praying for our conservative kids in colleges. They're being targeted academically, Pastor, they're being targeted physically. And our young conservative kids need our prayers today. I'm asking you, if you have friends and family in Florida, anywhere, pray for those kids. But in 1776, our founding fathers knew three things about slavery. Number one, and this is all contrary to critical race theory and contrary to 1619, but they knew three things. Number one, slavery was almost 8,000 years old in the year 1776. Second, not one country in the entire world had abolished slavery. And third, and this is a tough one you don't hear about, that a minimum of 90% of all slaves were captured, forced, and sold into slavery by other African tribes. And we don't hear about that. If you look at the history of places like Benin or Rwanda, Ethiopia, Ghana, you'll find where they and some of them were very repentful, God bless them, saying that they took millions of fellow Africans, captured them, and sold them into slavery. And that's part of the conversation that's missing. But those are the three things our founding fathers knew. Unlike 1619, no, he was in 1776, which is the founding of our country. They're teaching now at 1619, it's a lie. The founding of 1776, slavery was 8,000 years old. Pastor, you may have heard a thing called the 3,000 years before called the Exodus and a guy named Moses. So they're taking that out. They're taking that out. They don't want to, that happened 3,000 years before 1619. Not one country in the entire world that abolished slavery. And then again, a minimum of 90% of all slaves were captured and sold into slavery. And they had the huge slave castles on the western coast of Africa. And in some right. African countries, I would tell you that there's a two-tier status. One, the people who are poor and politically powerless are the descendants of slaves. Those who are economically rich and politically powerful are the descendants of other blacks who captured and sold millions of blacks into slavery. Wow. That story is not told. Slavery is still what I call EDS. It's evil. It's demonic. It's satanic.
Well, and let's also, since you're talking about Africa, let's also talk about the fact that Africa is the number one trader of slavery today.
Today.
Slavery has not been abolished, okay, around the world. It's been abolished in actually European countries, in fact. Who are always the bad guys, in the 1619 concepts. But slavery's not been abolished in Africa. Slavery has not been abolished in the Middle East. Okay? Slavery is...
On paper may have been, they may do it on paper, but reality you're 1,000% right.
Well, and in Africa it's not even on paper, because in Africa right now, in Nigeria, the Muslims are taking and enslaving the Christians almost daily, okay? And so that's happening in West Africa right now as we speak, right this moment, it's taking place.
Our national leader didn't talk about that, right?
No, can't have that conversation, because that would really mess things up. That would, that would set Black Lives Matter, over the cliff. Actually, it wouldn't, because they really don't care, and they don't care about black lives. And if they did, they'd be standing out in front of abortion clinics that kill 61% of all black Americans are murdered in the womb intentionally. And it began in the 1950s with Margaret Sanger. They just took her bust down, by the way. They just took her bust down because of the preponderance of voices that were saying, finally, hey, you know what? Margaret Sanger, wait a minute. She was targeting black people. Oh, we better not make her a hero anymore. Liars. Get the truth about slavery 101. Go to votekenmercer.org to pick up the book. Votekenmercer.org. Get the book about slavery 101. Buy extra copies. Give them to your friends who don't get it because they need to. Ken, thanks for being here. We'll be back. More coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm kind of excited. I was able to talk Ken into hanging out with me for one more segment. We'll get out at 44, and he needs to be done by 45, so it works out just right. So Ken, we were kind of getting into helping folks to understand the realities of the issue of slavery. So there's a couple of other things that were going on as well. There was a great awakening,
yeah,
that was happening. There were Christians who were saying slavery is in the Bible, so it's just a part of history. And then there were Christians that were saying, yeah, but we can do better. And we should do better. But they were told, you are crazy people and should never be involved in politics. And isn't it interesting that terminology is what was used in light of conservative, mind you, pastors who will say, listen, we really don't belong involved in politics. Or I would call, they're kind of a traditional biblical mindset.
Isn't that, when I wrote this, I'm doing another segment in the future, another group about the parallels between slavery and pro-life. They're both told, you know, you're crazy people, don't be involved in politics. The whole world's doing slavery. The whole world's doing abortion. There's big money in slavery. There's big money in abortion. Many politicians, their whole campaign is funded by pro-slavery. We've seen in Texas politicians here, especially Democrats, who were the last two pro-life Democrats went up against heavy funding from pro-abortion groups. Mm-hmm. And then we had the last thing, that we have these pastors who are saying slavery is, quote, part of God's plan. And today we have pastors, including one running for Senate in Georgia, who says, quote, abortion is part of God's plan. So the parallels are pretty scary, Pastor. What happened with slavery and the pro-life group?
Well, I would suggest that another book you might follow that up with is the LGBTQ book, because that same issue is going on, and that's why we have transgenderism. And you talk about, you know, one of the things that we're battling is the number one thing you talk about is the radical sexualization of our kids. Well, if we didn't have the issue of the Texas sodomy law, for example, being repealed, if we didn't have the issue of Obergefell and an absolutely radical Supreme Court that decided to abolish 32 state constitutions and legalize sodomy, then we wouldn't have children that are being sodomized regularly right now as we speak, groomed to be sodomized in the teacher's lounge.
It's really sad. And another segue, I talk about the kids who have come across the border, and once they're here, but I'm saying, okay, once they're here, where are these kids? Where are these kids here? Are they safe? I mean, they've already crossed the border, so all the questions about legal, illegal, but they're here now. Are they at least safe? Are they getting a home? Are they getting health care? How are they, quote, paying back, Pastor? It's like $10,000 a child to come across here. How are they, quote, paying that back?
Sent back, though. I mean, let's tell the truth. Okay. I had Mark Morgan on, I don't know, last year, what have you. And then I've had Victor on a number of times. And I'm trying to remember who the other gentleman I had on, from Texas Border. But at any rate, one of the stories is they had a young boy, 8-year-old boy, and he comes into the center. And he gets, now, of course, he's separated from the person who supposedly you know, he came with, right?
Who's the adult who's not family?
Who's not family? Has no relationship to him at all.
It's a responsible adult. Who is that? Who
And so they asked the child. They said they started to give the child a tour, and the child said, "Don't bother. I've already been here. I know where everything is." So, in many instances, what happens is the child is essentially the escort used by the cartel. They come across, they bring the person across. The person now is cut loose and sent into the country. The child is held in detention for a few weeks and then released and escorted back to Mexico.
Wow.
Where they pick up a new, as you were beginning to tell us, guardian. And that's, and I'm telling you, that is what, and that is exactly what happens. And the family has sold that child into that life in some respects because they were going to kill him or starve him anyway. But that's, and our open border policy has created that kind of situation where the parents don't even have a choice. They have to surrender their kid to the cartel.
Now, I would argue that we probably care more about the children by some of our politicians. You and I are asking, who is that responsible adult? How many times have they been through this? And if they're finally here, are those children safe? And here's the other question. If they're safe, so if they're, quote, with their adult in the United States, how are they paying back $10,000? And that's my fear, right? And that's modern day slavery, Pastor. And that's just when I see what some of our politicians have done in our schools, the radical graphic sex ed in our schools that we can all see. And I said, well, God help the other kids that are coming across here, because what's happened? Are they being groomed to, or worse? And I'm afraid the answer is worse, Pastor.
Oh, no, there's no question that it's worse. Well, and you get into that, and then the other side to that is that once they're into that neighborhood now, and the illegal people are put into that neighborhood, even the ones that we could argue and say, well, but they're really trying to get to a better life. Even those, here's the problem. They are now owned by the cartel. They're owned by the gangs that run those neighborhoods. And the people who were here before them, many of whom are saying, we don't want illegals in our neighborhood. And why? Because of the fact that now that is an entrance in, and the cartels now have control of a neighborhood that once was filled with God-fearing, peace-loving people that are American citizens, who now have no protection because they can't call the sheriff. They can't call the local law enforcement in when they have an issue. And as President Trump uncovered out on Long Island, every single business in this one particular area out on Long Island was paying money to MS-13 in order for them to pay for protection from MS-13.
So this is, and we got the same people here, and those are coming for good reasons here. God bless them. We're not protecting them because they come here, they owe $10,000 to get here. They owe also, oh, you have an apartment or you have a house or you have food, and all of a sudden you're in debt forever. Yeah. And it's just like a modern day slavery, or they want to call it indentured servitude, whatever it is. It's horrible and it's wrong. And once they're here, are they safe? And I wish the politicians could answer. I want to listen to every child's come across here. It's made it across. Every child, where are they at now? Is that child safe? Are they in a home? They're getting food, clothing, education, or is it what we fear?
Something well, horrible. And again, this bleeds over directly into what you're talking about in trying to push back and teach true American history, because on the other side of this, you've got the children, the American children, who are natural citizens born here and so on, that are being told that their evil country, their evil America, has always been evil, and that these illegals that are coming now are oppressed people, and that their condition in the world is dependent upon the fact that evil America exists. And until evil America doesn't exist anymore, they will continue to have trouble. And that's the reason that they're coming. So it's cyclical. Okay.
And it is
an absolute 100% lie that has been told to multiple generations of Americans right now, which is why the most evil concept that has ever been unleashed on mankind killed 100 million people, 100 million across Europe, 100 million murdered. And I'm talking about communism. And now even people on the conservative side in this whole Ukraine thing are suggesting that Vladimir Putin is somehow a hero and he's fighting against the evil economic forum. Folks, it's nonsense. As a Cold War Russian vet of the United States Air Force, I can tell you, Putin and the KGB are bad. Repeat that with me. Putin and the KGB are bad, and they will never be good. There isn't anything, there's no light in that soul, and they have used the Russian church. The Russian church, the Orthodox Russian church, oversaw the murder of 9 million Ukrainians in the Holodomor from 1932 to 1933. Oversaw it. That's why the Ukrainian Orthodox Church went to the Greek Orthodox Church and broke free. Those are truths. That's real history. Ken, thank you for sharing real history with us. VoteKenMercer.org. I'll be back with more right after this. God bless you, folks.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Let's do that. There we go. All right. Hey, so we opened up today, by the way, spent an hour talking with Tim Schaff and, you know, CGR Wellness. I guess, I don't know, do I need to run through this? Maybe I do. Maybe I do. I mean, God gave me a testimony. I might as well share it, right? So, sorry, I'm swatting at gnats here, folks. I got gnats flying around, and it actually ties into this. So in 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live. My adrenal and my pituitary gland had shut down. I was gray and yellow from head to toe. The Holy Spirit led me to a woman who was the executive producer of the television program that I was on, that I would guest host at the time. I was doing a syndicated Holy Hip Hop radio show and some other business. And, actually, at that point, the business had shut down. So I was just doing the Holy Hip Hop radio show and guest hosting on this, show called The 11th Hour that played, in Sacramento. And, I have to give you the name of the country singer guy that, actually created the TV station that hosted The 11th Hour when he sold it to a Hispanic station. One of the pieces about selling it was, is they would leave The 11th Hour on. Anyway, I get introduced to naturopathic medicine as a result of that. That begins to help me. Still, still sick, remained sick for the next 13 years with a failed adrenal gland and a failed pituitary gland. And then in 2017, I get into this catastrophic car accident where my daughter and I are driving to the studio where I was doing this show out of, where we the space we were renting, and turn the wheel slightly to the left so as not to T-bone him. My daughter did, who was only 15 and a half at the time, and we impacted him at 55 miles an hour. We were doing 55 miles an hour on the freeway, going along, doing our own thing, nice and cruel. And this guy just pulled out across, the highway in front of us. And that is what led to the accident. And it's what led to, our vehicle, being smashed. And if you're watching us, there's a picture of that vehicle that we were in. And there's a hole in the hole in the windshield. There's some kind of up close, but there's the hole in the windshield, created a 3-foot hole in the windshield. Tools came through and I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat. Blood splattered all over the driver's side of the vehicle, was mine because, the tools tore me up severely. And, I ended up with, massive injuries. The only things that I didn't break were my shoulders, my elbows, and my right hip. Shoulders, elbows, and right hip. That's it. Everything else, got broke. Everything else snapped. Femur, tibia, fibula, pelvis, hip, tibia on the knee on the right side crushed. Bottom of the right knee, all of that, base of my skull, my neck, my back, my rib cage, just massive, massive damages done. Nonetheless, God saved me. I did die 4 times in the process, and that was pretty intense. Spent some time. Actually, let me see if I get to the right one. There we go. Spent some time, in heaven, getting healed. And so health has always been a big deal. I mean, all the way back to 2004. And if I hadn't been taking some of the stuff I was taking then, I wouldn't have had what I needed to survive. But it's the reason why I am just so focused on wellness and health. Aside from spiritual health and saving our country, and God's got me ministering in India. Those are the things that I'm involved in. I can use your prayers. I can really use your support. Satan hates what I'm doing. I did a deliverance ministry just recently. And in that deliverance ministry, in dealing with the demonic, one of the things they said was, is that they don't like my show. Well, they don't like my show because of the impact that it makes. They don't like my show because of the comment that I made to Ken Mercer that he hadn't really thought about that just popped out. And that is, look, you've got generations of young people that have been taught to hate America. America is evil. America is bad. That's the 1619 Project. That's CRT. That's the pornographic sex education program. That's the anti-Christian, anti-God message of Darwinism. All of that is all about wicked, bad America, evil founders, evil beginnings of our country, all this kind of stuff. So here you have these generations that have been told that America's evil and must be taken down. That was Obama's message. I'm going to fundamentally change America. No, what he was going to fundamentally do was try to destroy America. And Joe Biden is finishing what Obama started, but what was started 60 years ago, folks. Almost 100 years ago, if you look at Patrick Wood and technocracy. All of that to say, this battle's been going on for a long time. So cyclically, you have children that have been taught that America's evil, that America's evil is the only reason that there's evil in the world. All the evil in the world, all the bad people, all the bad guys, they're not really bad guys. The guys that are fighting, all of the terrorists, all of that, well, they're all doing it because America is bad and America is wicked and America is evil. And that's why all the bad guys around the world are doing what they're doing and all these people are fleeing to come here. And do you see it? It's all lies. America is good. We were founded as a Christian nation. We fought for people to be set free from slavery, and we have always had that as our ideals. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness given to us by the Creator. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up, hour number three, straight ahead.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 928. 2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.